for the felling of an elm in the Harvard yard. They say the ground precisely swept no longer feeds with rich decay the roots enormous in their age that long and deep beneath have slept. So the great spire is overthrown, and sharp saws have gone hurtling through the rings that three slow centuries wore. The second oldest elm is down. The shade where James and Whitehead strolled becomes a litter on the green. The young men pause along the paths to see the axes glinting bold. Watching the hewn trunk dragged away, some turn the symbol to their own, and some admire the clean dispatch with which the aged elm came down. At a deathbed in the year 2000, I bid you cast out pity. No more of that. Let be impotent grief and mourning. How shall a man break free from this death watch of earth, this world estranged from mirth? Show me gay faces only. I call for pride and wit, men who remember laughter, brave jesters to befit an age that would destroy its last outpost of joy. No longer condolence and wailing on the tongue. An old man bids you laugh. This text I leave the young. Your rage and loud despair but shake a crumbling stair. Laughter is what men learn at 70 years or more, weary of being stern or violent as before. Laughter to us is left to light that darkening rift. Where little time is with us, let us enact again not Oedipus, but the clouds. Summon the players in. Be proud on a sorry earth. Bring on the men of mirth.